Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good evening to you, my friend. How are you on this day, March the 6th, the year of our Lord, 2024, the day after primary day in California? It's raining. We are ascendant. Trump is winning. Gosh, don't you get tired of winning, Dave, so much? Is it?
I never get tired of winning.
Though.
I never get tired. And just, you know, breathing the air in Los Angeles, it's a little cleaner today.
Yeah, a little bit. Dude, if you're breathing the air in Los Angeles, you need to use one of those Navage things from TV, the Navage devices.
True.
Get all that shit out. Ooh, get all that stuff out of your nose. Sorry.
Yeah, easy does it there, partner.
FCC is going to blurb and find me on that one.
There you go. Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking in. It's so fantastic to do our podcast the day after Super Tuesday. Even Donald Trump said, you know what's great about Super Tuesday? He loved that name.
It's super. It's so super. Yeah. Not so super for Nimrata Haley, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So he, as predicted, and this was not a shock, although the numbskulls on the left-wing mainstream media were all taken aback. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Trump won all these states. Yeah, it's predicted. We knew it was going to happen. We are ascendant.
Yeah.
I think we lost, well, Nick Namrata pulled out one state, Vermont.
I think it was. I was actually going to ask you. I know she won District of Columbia, which is not a state. I mean, she basically. I mean, way to go, Nikki! You won the swamp. Congratulations!
You won the swamp, yeah.
Like great stuff.
I think
we're
Vermont.
Also happy for you.
Vermont.
I think it was Vermont. And by the way, Vermont's one of those states where Democrats can vote as Republicans, so it doesn't matter what you're registered at. So they basically had a whole ton of Democrats, which are all the Ben and Jerry guys up there, the ice cream people, and they all went to vote for her, and she still barely won, by a point or two, not much.
I would say that easily a third of all of her votes in every state
were
Democrats,
and 100%
and paid shills to go out there and pull the lever for Namrata. And she finally cashed in this morning in a very unappreciative, snotty, smug way, and did not even endorse Donald J. Trump.
No, of course not.
At the end of the day, she just said her piece and walked off. See you later. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, the media, the Jen Psakis, the Joy Reids, the Rachel Maddows crying the crocodile tears. Oh, we're all going to leave America. Oh, Orange Man bad. Oh, we can't. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We heard all this in 2015. You're still here. You're still doing shows. You're still on TV. I don't think so.
I wish my TV could actually create and save the water from their tears as they were pouring down. If I could just put a little glass under the TV, it would be a delicious drink. Yeah, they were the usual snotty, out of touch with reality group. The whole MSNBC crowd was, oh my God. And the usual, and just the whole litany of the usual, oh, this is the crowd of the racist and they're stupid. They're xenophobic. It was the usual crap. And at the end, this actually got a lot of negative feedback, which I'm, you know, surprised they get any negative feedback.
Right.
They actually came out and said, you know, can you believe the number one issue for people even in Virginia was the immigration issue? Like they were shocked about that. And they did the usual mocking of us as if we're just making up the whole thing. And today we find out on the record, the Biden administration even admitted that they're flying hundreds of thousands of illegals throughout the country without anybody knowing about it.
In unmarked planes to regional airports like Westchester County in New York and all over the country. We've covered that story, Dave, for over a year. It's finally hitting the mainstream media. I'm glad about that now that most folks are aware of it. But yeah, look, dude, you are absolutely right. I mean, the left-hand side continues to go apoplectic. I love watching. We should actually take a page out of Bannon's playbook and play some cold opens on this show with some of those diatribes from Psaki and Reid and Maddow. Oh my gosh, they're just so unbelievable. But dude, it's all part, I was just saying to you in the pre-show, it's all part of how everything's crumbling for them. The lawfare is failing. It's not working. In fact, not only is it not working, it's backfiring big time. Trump is on so much of a roll to the point where, breaking just like an hour ago, Mitch McConnell came out and endorsed Trump. Not that we need it. Not that we want it, old man. Like, take your vote. Go home. Suck your thumb. You know, check on your wife's sister. Oh, sorry. No, she drove into the pond over there in the ranch. So she's not around anymore. But, you know, it's all happening. And, oh, by the way, the globalists are in full retreat. Victoria Nuland, who runs the Ukrainian war for the Secretary of State, gone, announced her retirement. Nikki, pulled out. She's done. She's not running. Kristen Sinema, left-wing senator from Arizona, out, retiring, not going forward. All of this, Dave, on the heels of the Supreme Court decision saying 9-0 that Trump will be on every state ballot. So look, it's all happening.
Give us another level on that. So literally the day before Super Tuesday, talk about just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Scott, I believe they were maybe they rushed it. I think
no,
they did rush
no, they came no, they out didn't? The day. No, they came out the day before and said that at 10 a.m.
They're going to announce
at a Monday morning Eastern. They will announce this. So it's never been done before. The court's never said that. They've never pre-announced
the announcement. They already had 9-0 t-shirts made that Monday night.
Of course they did. Yeah. I mean, look, the best thing, Dave, they could have hoped for was like an 8-1 or 7-2 victory, they being the other side, because then they could hang their hat on the cup. Oh, yeah. Well, then, a couple of the more liberal justices, at least we got two or whatever. 9-0. You hardly ever see the Supreme Court go 9-0 on any issue. It doesn't matter what it is. Hardly ever. In fact, that's probably something we should research. So coming on the heels of the 9-0, which, just to clarify for folks, without going on to the legal mumbo jumbo, that was the Colorado ballot case where a bunch of left wing nut jobs tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado. And then five or six other states followed suit. And the Supreme Court said, not so fast. You can't do that. He didn't violate the insurrection clause. If you want to find him guilty of that, there is a way to do that. It requires a federal judge, an indictment, a trial. It has to be unanimous and it has to be upheld on appeal. And guess what? You didn't do that. So that whole thing, that's what I mean by lawfare, dude. The lawfare is done. It is done. Fannie Willis, over. Alvin Bragg, done.
Done.
Jack Smith, half his case now is gone away because the Supreme Court also ruled on the terrorism enhancement charges that all those J6 defendants have got, that's unconstitutional. They ruled on that a couple days ago. So now half his case is now gone. They are going to have the immunity case, the presidential immunity case. They will have oral arguments in April on. And I believe Trump will win that as well. And if he does, that's it. We're looking at 400 electoral votes.
I feel really good about that one, actually, by the way. That was the one I'm least worried about. But on the heels of that, immediately, the Dems had this fantasy world that, once Colorado goes through, it'll be a ripple effect. We'll be able to have all the other states step in line.
Right.
Guess what? Immediately, Maine, the Maine kook out there in the state of Maine, had to pull their lawsuit about Trump being on the ballot. So that was gone.
Yeah.
And then it was Illinois. That's gone, too. So he's on all the ballots again. That case is done and done. One last thing about this Colorado thing.
Yeah.
Did you see the post interview with the Secretary of State? Her name is Jenna Griswold.
No.
It was scary, dude. And all these super left wingers who are basically very incompetent, but they get there because of their gender and their political viewpoint.
Yeah.
The way she looked into the camera, it's. I mean, there's definitely, when we talk about there's a mental illness going on with the lefties, it's there in her eyes when you see it and it's almost like she's having a temper tantrum.
Well, cold,
like,
dark eyes.
Should do that. They should do that. Like, as if she's stamping her feet, she's rattling her little toys.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe they did it. Girl.
Dave, you know how it is, right? At the end of the day, I can summarize this very simply for everybody at home. They think they're better than you. They hate you. For everybody listening to our show, they hate you. They mock you. They don't like you. They think they're better than you. It's not just like a notion. They're convinced of it, right?
People who live
in rural red America, in red states, that's why that mocking thing you referred to earlier, Dave, we don't have the audio clip for this, but when those MSNBC anchors mocked Virginia voters for calling immigration their top issue a joke over the flood of illegals who are, by the way, in Virginia. And then guess what? Joy Reid said, doesn't Virginia have a border with West Virginia? Chuckle, chuckle. That was a total dig at the rural, white, redneck, breathing out of your mouth, rural Republican voters. Oh, doesn't it? I thought they had a border. Yeah, with West Virginia. That tells you everything you need to know about where these people stand.
No, good summation. But if you really want to scare yourself, watch this. The Secretary of State from Colorado, and her eyes are so dilated.
Oh, yeah.
With her reaction. Hilarious.
They're
all a bunch of snots.
They're
very smug.
One
of my favorite guys growing up, Steve Garvey. Let's hit some California news.
California political news, yeah.
So it totally – Adam Schiff's total strategy has backfired.
Yeah.
And even now the Democrats are upset at him for spending literally tens of millions to, quote-unquote, defeat Steve Garvey and put him down. And like I said, when you hear an ad – about that supposedly attacking Garvey. It sounds fantastic. I wonder. So now, so he finished a strong second. So now it's going to be Schiff against Garvey running for Senate. This will be the first male senator in California in over 30 years. It's always been females. Now, is Garvey a super underdog? Obviously. And I'm going to give him one little bit of, I don't know if you want to call it advice. I guess I would.
Well, you just
Please,
did.
Steve Garvey campaign, lean into Donald Trump. Do not back
Yes.
away. If he's going to
Yeah.
be tepid about his MAGA
It's
appreciation,
going
he's
to hurt him.
done for. Done for.
I totally agree with you, dude. That's a very, actually, that's very, very good advice. Who knows if he listens to the show? On the Garvey Schiff election, or primary, I do want to bring folks' attention to, look, they're up to the shenanigans again with the steal, dude, the rigging of the election. So this is a headline on Twitter from a reporter. So basically, if you look at the results that were coming in on Tuesday night, Garvey was leading Adam Schiff by 1.8 million votes, and in a second it switched, and Garvey was down by 900,000. How does that happen? And number two, how do you lose votes? Okay, I'm just to point things out to the just the and this is in the obvious department. It should only be additive. You can't lose votes. Once you have one, it's there. It's yours. You can't be taking votes away from people's column. And there's actually streaming video of how this worked, you know, and then basically they finished in pretty much a statistic, like very, very close. So look, I'm just concerned about the shenanigans again. We got to keep an eye on this.
We are the worst out here, dude. It's really
It's
sad. So
horrible.
you see an electronic number and it goes, okay, there's a big number, and all of a sudden Garvey's numbers go down. Please. I
Yeah,
mean,
no,
it's
totally.
brutal out here.
And by the way, in the category of I'm not tired of winning yet, Biden's National Transportation Safety Board head was in front of Congress today testifying about the East Palestine disaster, the train disaster that
Oh,
we've
yeah.
covered many times. And guess what he said? The controlled explosion that they did of all the chemical train truck chemical cars, not necessary. Didn't have to do it.
Course
Right?
not.
Full public hearing. This is Biden's guy. It was his choice. He was confirmed. Guy comes out and says, not necessary. Not necessary.
That caused a lot of illnesses that will have
Yes.
ramifications for years to come. That's actually quite sad and totally predictable.
And recall Trump went there right after it happened. Biden didn't go there until a year later for a photo op a couple of weeks ago.
And he was there in for 2 minutes. Hey, one last California thing, though, dude.
Yeah.
One of the worst DAs in the country, another
Gascon.
George Soros
Yep.
person. His name is Gascon.
Yep.
I don't know if he's gotten if this gets national coverage or not, but he really has just. I mean, this is already a mess. This
Yeah.
city and this
But
state,
Gascon
but
gets
just
national
allowing
coverage.
crime and homelessness to run rampage. But anyway, he's going to now be primaried out. At least we hope. So he's going to be running against, dun, 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 his name is Nathan Hochman,
Oh yeah, that guy's good.
former federal prosecutor, one-time California attorney general candidate, finished a strong second. So it'll be Gascon against Hochman in November. So at least we have a couple things to root for besides the national ticket.
Yeah, no, absolutely, dude. It's been an exciting week. It's been an amazing week. And I just can't believe how ascendant we are. The dominoes keep on falling. The after party they had at Mar-a-Lago late Tuesday night was incredible. Trump gave him an incredible victory speech at the end of that. People are coming together. People are coalescing.
That's going to be the key word. Because if, like you just noted, even McConnell is jumping on the train. Hey, the train has so left the station. The train's picking up
Oh,
speed,
yeah.
and it's going to be full steam ahead. And, did you hear the little rumor about? We were totally convinced. I have been convinced that it was either going to be Newsom or Michelle Obama to take over the DNC and
Right.
be their candidate. I think I'm down to only like 50% now because they're saying this could be a total psyop fake job, but Michelle Obama's spokespeople are saying that she's not interested or he's not interested. So we'll see how that
Michael.
plays out.
I think that's probably right. And plus, Biden has a huge ego. He's not going anywhere quickly. He might be non-compos mentis, but he has a huge ego, and he's not going
He can
anywhere easily.
go anywhere quickly.
He
He
shuffles. But dude, he's
should.
got a very aggressive shuffle. You see that the other day on the west lawn of the White House, front lawn, north lawn of the White House. He's got a very aggressive shuffle.
Very
Very
good.
aggressive shuffle. So
Let's finish with one more positive thing. South Carolina has now become the 29th constitutional carry state in the union, which I know is an important issue for you.
Yes, it
29
is.
states.
It's incredible. I mean, look, I mean that it's a Second Amendment right for a reason. you know, and finally 29 states have completely recognized that. And, you know, here we are in California, where if you have a concealed carry permit, they tell you where you can carry it and where you can't. You can be on this sidewalk, that sidewalk, not this sidewalk, not that store, not this. It's all ridiculous. I mean, it's just it's a total farce in the CCW community. Well, Dave, very
exciting news yesterday. Very positive. I feel really it's been a good couple of years since I felt this positive about moving forward with things. So let's keep it going, man.
I agree, brother. I agree. It's great. And folks, don't forget to share our podcast wherever you have right-minded friends. We're on every podcast platform out there, but it doesn't. And we're, of course, on social media at Rant and Rave 1776 on all platforms. And as always, Dave, we'll see you down the road on the right side.